May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Paul wrote this particular letter because of the conflict over status, a spiritual gift. People were like saying one gift was more important than the other. This one makes you holier. This one is just not important. I mean, it was like typical human nature. Mine is better than yours. And that's why Paul wrote this, to explain that they're all needed. Nobody's gift is more important. There's not one person that should be considered better or important, more important than another. And that's how we are to live. And Paul used, and I love it, the analogy of a physical body. And he made it very clear, though, in the very beginning, he said, and all the members of the body, though there are many, are one, and so it is with Christ. And he made it also clear that everyone was baptized by the Holy Spirit. And it might give us something to think about. If someone that we think is not as important as someone else is baptized and loved and accepted by Christ, maybe we should rethink it. Doesn't mean that we can't have our own thoughts and feelings about someone. It doesn't mean that they're perfect and we're not, or vice versa. It just means we're to really kind of consider everyone is loved by God Almighty. Everyone is important to Christ. Everyone that has been baptized has the Holy Spirit residing in them. Now it is up to them and us if we use it or not. So then we have this, he said, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body. That would not make it any less of a part of the body. And it goes on about the ears and the eyes. And think about it. I always used to tease about Wayne Thomas and my mom. Wayne couldn't hear, my mom couldn't see. But together they would go around and they did really well because, you know, she could hear, but, you know, he could see, which was a good thing because he did the driving. And that's the way we are. We can't think that we're more important than somebody else. And we can't think that way that of ourselves, that we're not as important as somebody else. Not that we have to be conceited, but we are to realize that whatever God gives us is important. And whatever God gives us, we are to use. And all of it is important, no matter what. Maybe it might not be important in the world's eyes. Maybe it might not be important in everybody's eyes in the church or another church or in the grocery store or at work or in school. But if it's important to God, that's what matters. So when he says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, that's another thought. Okay, let's say I'm an eye, and I'm going to pick on Ginny, and Ginny's going to be the hand. I can't be presumptuous and say, oh, I don't need you, I can see, I know everything. And vice versa. That's the point of this gospel. Each and every one of us has been given at least one or two or three, many of God's gifts to be used. Why? For His glory. But nobody is more important. Nobody is less important in God's eyes. And then he goes on to say, I'm getting there. But the members may have the same care for one another. And even in Nehemiah this morning, the lesson tells us, go your way, because they were grieved. following God's law. But Nehemiah was trying to encourage them. And he said, go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine. And here's the next part. And send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared for. For this day is holy to our God. And that's the ticket. Share what we have. If we don't have a lot, that's okay. But we can share what we do have, even if it's just ourselves, if it's a hug, a smile. No matter what it is, all of us can share and encourage one another. And St. Paul tells us, because if one of the members is suffering, we should all suffer and care about that person and just encourage and love and nurture and suffer with them and try to uplift them. That's why we send out the cards. It's not a big ministry. It's not a big deal. But I know if I don't feel good and somebody does something little for me, I'm thrilled. And that's with all of us. All of us have had bad days, bad months, bad years. And when we know other people care, that's the Holy Spirit working, not only in ourselves, but others, saying, okay, I am loved. God does love me, and so do my Christian friends. The other thing that is important is to realize that if we are with people when they suffer, we are also with one another when we have something to rejoice about. Think of the last time someone had something to rejoice about. Either their operation came through, or they got a raise, or they have a family reunion. Anything that brought joy, we're to rejoice with them and expect that in return. All of us, St. Paul tells us, we're not all the same, we don't all have the same gifts, but whoever we are in Christ is important, and we are to share that life with one another. And in the Gospel, the last part where Jesus explains and he reads from Isaiah, that tells us we are never to ignore another person. We are never to be oppressive or cruel. We are never to think of ourselves and not others, or think of ourselves more highly than others. We are not to look down on people that we feel or society may feel are marginalized. What Jesus reads here is how we are to act. We are to care, we are to help, we are to share, we are to forgive, we are to love and nurture. Now, I found a short story. It's kind of quaint, but I think it really gives a good point. If not, you can tell me. It's not long. It's called An Act of Love. The story is told of a mother who came home after a long, hard day. Her little girl ran out of the house to greet her. Mommy, mommy, wait till I tell you what happened today. After listening for a few seconds, the mother responded by indicating, well, you know, the rest could wait because she needed to get dinner started. During the meal, the phone rang. Then other family members' stories were longer and a lot louder than the little girl's. Once again, she tried after the kitchen was clean, after her brother's homework had been done and all the questions were answered. But then it was time for her to get ready for bed. The mom came to tuck her little girl in and quickly listened to her prayers. As she bent down to tussle the little one's curls and to kiss her soft cheek, the little child looked up and asked, Mommy, do you really love me, even though if you don't have time to listen to me? For me, This whole lesson today is for us to realize that God listens to us no matter what. And we are to listen to everyone who needs us or the Lord. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone that's here because we've had terrible weather, but we thank you for everyone here. We also ask that you help us to remember those who aren't here and those who don't even wish to be here. Help us to listen, to love, and to share so that your glory can be passed around on this earth and that your will may be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.